Mm-hmm. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Electric blanket.
Anything else?
Blankets or quilts or coverlets.
All right.
Comforts.
Okay. Ever comforter?
Well, comforter.
Ever comfortable?
It's comfortable when you get here.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor the children would like
to... Pallet.
A pallet. Anything else?
Nope.
If you said we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very what?
It's very rich.
Rich or?
Good.
Or? Ever fertile?
Yeah, fertile. We're rich and fertile.
Same thing. The flat lowland across the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later. What do you call that?
The bottom land.
All right. What do you call low-lying grassland?
Pasture.
A low piece running through it.
I don't know.
A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or alfalfa. What would you call that?
Pasture.
Pasture? Ever a meadow?
Well, a meadow is usually rich and used for something, you know.
Okay.
I think.
What do you call, this was some land that had water standing on it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
It would be marshland.
All right.
Swamp.
Swamp. Would it be big or small?
Well, it's according to how flat it was, it'd probably be large.
Mm-hmm. Can it have trees on it?
It'd probably have trees in it.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call the place where salt hay grows along the sea?
Salt what?
Hay.
I don't know.
Ever marshes? Salt marshes? Like the marshes of Glen?
Probably.
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Have, I don't know. Have good soil and rich soil and fertile soil.
Okay.
And poor soil.
Poor soil.
Ever and clay and sand.
Sand. All right. Ever loam? Call it loam. Black soil, you might.
What?
Black.
Well, if you're in South Carolina, in Virginia, they have black soil.
But not Georgia?
We have red soil down here.
We
red
sure dirt. Do, don't we? I'll say. Is it fertile, that red soil?
Mm-hmm.
Is it as fertile as the black?
Well, I don't think it is, because that red is more clay. Sometimes you have to have it. I mean, uh-huh. You know, you have to ply it up and
uh-huh.
Put fertilizer and all in it.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I always thought that the black was more fertile,
but
I'm not sure.
Black is rich.
Mm-hmm. All right, if they were getting water off the marshes, you'd say they are?
Draining the marshland.
What would you call the thing that you dug after you've dug
a well.
If you've dug it
through? A ditch or a trench.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? If it's a great big long one, what would you call it?
It would be a creek.
Creek.
You know.
All right. What do you call the shallow arm of the sea? A tidal stream, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What do you call that?
The gulf or the bay?
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut up by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across? You know, a valley that a water cuts into the woods about 10 feet across. What would you call that? You know, so it just slices the earth out between two.
I don't know.
Well, I suppose it rained real hard and the water poured down and left a kind of a...
Oh, a trench.
A trench.
Wash.
All right. Or a wash or
It'd
what
be
else?
A wash.
If it were a real deep one, what would you
a
call
gully.
It?
A gully.
All right. And anything else?
Gorge.
A gorge. Okay. What do you call a small stream of water anyhow? Just a small stream.
We usually call it a creek.
Creek. Is there anything smaller than that?
Branch.
Anything between that and a river?
I don't think so.